الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لترك ذرة مما نهى الله عنه أفضل من عبادة الثقلين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللہ تعالی رب العزت نبی علیہ السلام سے فرمایا وذکر فإن الذکرۃ تنفع المؤمنین اے نبی آپ دینی بات لوگوں کو سناتے رہیے دینی بات مومنین کے لیے فائدہ ہے ہمارے حضرت اللہ کرتی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرمایا کرتے تھے میں بھی ایک مومن ہوں مجھے بھی فائدہ ہے میں بھی ایک مومن ہوں مجھے بھی فائدہ ہے اللہ 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 اور حدیث شریف میں آیا ہے لا ترک ذرۃ مما نہى اللہ عنہ افضل من عبادۃ الثقلین اللہ میاں کی تھوڑی سی نافرمانی کو چھوڑ دینا انسان اور جنات کی عبادت سے زیادہ بہتر ہے تھوڑی سی نافرمانی کو چھوڑ دینا اللہ میاں ہمارے حضرت اللہ کی مرتبہ کو جنات میں بڑھا دیں اس کا مقام عطا فرمائے ان کے ہر بات گناہ سے بچنے کے طرف ترغیب دیتے ہیں گناہ چھوڑو ایک مرتبہ میں کراچی خانقاہ میں جا کر حضرت اللہ کو سنانا چاہتا تھا حضرت میں کیا وظیفہ کرتا ہوں آپ کو سنانا چاہتا ہوں حضرت نے بتایا بعد میں آ جاؤ پھر بعد میں گیا حضرت نے بتایا دیکھو زیادہ وظیفہ کی فکر مت کرو گناہ چھوڑنے کا فکر زیادہ کرو زیادہ وظیفہ کی فکر مت کرو گناہ چھونے کا فکر زیادہ کرو گناہ لا ترک ذرۃ مما نہى اللہ عنہ افضل من عبادۃ الثقلین اللہ میاں کی تھوڑی سی نافرمانی کو چھوڑ دینا جنات اور انسان کی عبادت سے زیادہ بہتر ہے تھوڑی سی نافرمانی حدیث میں ہے اللہم انی اسألوکا رضاکا والجنہ ونعوذ بکا من سخطکا والنار اللہم انی اسألوکا رضاکا والجنہ اے اللہ میں آپ کے رضا والا کام چاہتا ہوں آپ کی رضا مندی چاہتا ہوں اس کے بعد جنہ ہاں اس کے بعد پھر جنت چاہتا ہوں تو رضا والا کام پہلے مانگا حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واعوذ بک من سخطک والنار اور میں آپ کی ناراضگی کے کام سے بچنا چاہتا ہوں اور جہنم سے بچنا چاہتا ہوں تو ناراضگی کے کام پہلے لایا ہاں اس سے بتایا ناراضگی کام جہنم سے زیادہ بدتر ہے ناراضگی کام جہنم سے زیادہ بدتر ہے ایک بھی ناراضگی کام نہ ہو جائے یہ جو اشعار کا مسجد الحمدللہ سے نور ہی نور ہے حضرت اللہ کا شعر ہے جو شاعری مد نظر ہم کو نہیں شاعری مد دے نظر ہم کو نہیں واردات دل لکھا کرتے ہیں ہم واردات دل لکھا کرتے ہیں ہم شاعری مد نظر نہیں ہے دل میں جو آتی ہے اس کو لکھا کرتے تھے حضرت تو اصل میں دیکھیے حضرت اللہ کے دل میں اللہ ہم لوگوں کی اصلاح کے لیے جتنے باتیں دیا ہے یہ سب ہمارے لیے نافع ہے ہاں یہ جو اشعار کا مجلس ہے اللہ پاک اس مجلس کو دائم اور قائم رکھے حضرت اللہ کے حیات میں اللہ تعالیٰ برکت عطا کرے صحت عافیت کے ساتھ 130 سال کی عمر عطا فرمائے آمین
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمد و نصلی علی رسول کریم اما بعد مولانا سٹارٹ آف سینگ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی سیز ان قرآن وذکر فإن الذکرۃ تنفع المؤمنین کنٹینیو ریمائنڈنگ ون اندر Because the reminder is beneficial for the believers. So Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that definitely when we are reminding one another, it's benefiting. And the least benefit, I am also a believer. So the one who is giving the bayan, every single person benefits. And even the one who is speaking also, he benefits because he is also a believer. So sitting in his gatherings are very, very great. And one thing which Mawlana Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi stressed a lot on was abstaining of guna and sin. And there is one narration which is mentioned that abstaining from one zarra, one atom of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited is more virtuous than the ibadat of all of the jinnat and the human beings also. So this is such a great thing to leave out guna and sin. You see, once I went to Hazrat and I wanted to tell him what wazifas I am doing, what I am reciting. So Hazrat said, don't make this too much fikr and worry about too much of wazifas reciting. It's important, necessary also to make wazifas. But don't make that the object. The most important thing is to leave out sin. As a famous dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaka wal jannah wa a'udhu bika min sakhatika wa ghadabika wal nar. That, oh Allah, I ask you for your pleasure and for jannah. And I seek your protection from your anger and the fire of Jahannam. So here first comes the rida, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before jannah. Which shows that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more superior than jannah. That's what we must aim for. And the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek protection from the day before the fire of Jahannam. So the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worse than the fire of Jahannam. So this is what must be our object, to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and save ourselves from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat says that this gathering of Ash'ar in Majalis is full of nur. And the object, as Hazrat used to say, is not sha'iri, not poetry, just to come and listen to some poems. But it's full of anwarat and light in this gathering. And Hazrat used to say that this is waridat adil. Whatever Allah is putting in my heart, I am mentioning it to my satis. And the object of this is for our Islam, for our reformation, where we've got weaknesses. Hazrat has mentioned his beautiful Ash'ar. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep these gatherings, let us take full benefit from them. And Hazrat makes dua for Hazrat, our Hazrat Muhammad Hamid Sahib's health. May Allah ta'ala give him a long life till the age of 130. And let us take full benefit. Allah give us tawfiq.
Hazrat Wala, Arif Billah, Rumi Ewaq, Sheikh Ularu Wala Ajam, Mazar Shah Hakim, Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nabur Allah, Mankadoka Kalam, Peshi Khidmat hai. Title hai. Chaman mein hoon magar, sorry, kisi mukhlis ki zaye koi qurbani nahi jati. Any mukhlis with ikhlas, any sacrifice, any qurbani, Allah keep you, won't make it zaye. Bismillah ar-Rahman. Kisi mukhlis ki zaye koi qurbani nahi jati. Kisi mukhlis ki zaye koi qurbani nahi jati. Kisi ke qalb se jo aah pinhani nahi jati. Kisi ke qalb se jo aah pinhani nahi jati. Kisi mukhlis ki zaye koi qurbani nahi jati. Agarche maaf kar dete hai wo apni mahabbat se. Agarche maaf kar dete hai wo apni mahabbat se. Magar main kya karu meri pashaymani nahi jati. Magar main kya karu meri pashaymani nahi jati. Buton ki bewafai ka kiya hai tajruba tune. Buton ki bewafai ka kiya hai tajruba tune. Magar ae nafs phir bhi, magar ae nafs phir bhi, teri nadani nahi jati. Magar ae nafs phir bhi, teri nadani nahi jati. Tera bachpan ye bachpan, tera bachpan ye bachpan mein mujhe hairat hai ae nada. Tera bachpan ye bachpan mujhe hairat hai ae nada. Budhape mein bhi teri خوئے طفلانی نہیں جاتی، بڑھاپے میں بھی تیری خوئے طفلانی نہیں جاتی، عجب درویش ہے تیرے کہ گدڑی پوش ہو کر بھی، عجب درویش ہے تیرے کہ گدڑی پوش ہو کر بھی، بفیض نور نسبت بفیض نور نسبت شان سلطانی نہیں جاتی، بفیض نور نسبت شان سلطانی نہیں جاتی، محبت میں کبھی ایسے بھی دن آتے ہیں اے اختر، محبت میں کبھی ایسے بھی دن آتے ہیں اے اختر، کہ رونے پر بھی غم کی کہ رونے پر بھی غم کی اشک بارانی نہیں جاتی، کہ رونے پر بھی غم کی اشک بارانی نہیں جاتی، کسی مخلص کی ضائع کوئی قربانی نہیں جاتی، کسی کے قلب سے جو آہ پنہانی نہیں جاتی، تیرا بچپن یہ بچپن مجھے حیرت ہے اے نادا، بڑھاپے میں بھی تیری خوئے طفلانی نہیں جاتی، کسی کے قلب سے جو آہ پنہانی نہیں جاتی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفیٰ، اما بعد، this beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious dada شیخ عارف باللہ تبریز زمانہ روم وقت مجدد زمانہ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب مد ذیل العالی رحمت اللہ علیہ، حضرت is explaining in this beautiful part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a person treads the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more and more he gains connection, then this quality of ikhlas and sincerity which builds up in the heart of a person, that then the smallest action that person does and whatever effort he made to try and achieve this quality of ikhlas by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is never wasted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows fully well, as Hazrat explained to us yesterday also, that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have to put great firmness upon their hearts, etc., and make a great effort to achieve this great high ranks. So we can only talk about it, hear about it, but we should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, myself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at least give us that fikr and concern that we want this ikhlas. And by attending these majalis, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah will bless us with this. But for this, definitely we have to make an effort. And when a person makes such an effort, and Hazrat says, kisi mukhlis ki zai, koi kurbani nahi jati. That any effort that a Muslim, that a person who try to achieve this total sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his qurbani, his effort, his mujahada that he makes, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah Ta'ala has got great regard for it. It doesn't go waste, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never destroys and let go for waste the reward of the muhsinin. That is, those people who have attained that quality of ihsan, this consciousness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we have to be desiring, and that is what we have to be coming here for, that to attain this quality of ikhlas, which will even take a whole lifetime. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize this, that like myself, we don't fall in a trap that I think I've got ikhlas. But we have learned from many, many pious elders, how many years of effort
in the khidmat of deen. Yet, Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when that reality of ikhlas will come in the heart of a person. So when that comes in the heart, kisi mukhlis ko zai koi kurbani nahi jati. Kisi ke kalb se jo aahe pinhani nahi jati. That now a person, Hazrat is explaining, that effort that a person made, that kurbani that he made to gain this ikhlas, and ikhlas actually is that special contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now whatever a person does, it's only between him and Allah Rabbul Izzat. It's only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole world can say what they want to, whether the world knows or don't know, it is only between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So definitely, who knows better the condition of the heart than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's one great quality, Ash-Shakur, Alladhi yu'ti al-ajr al-jazeel ala al-amal al-kathir. Allah Rabbul Izzat is so appreciative, Allah doesn't need to appreciate. But Allah Ta'ala is so kind, that Allah Ta'ala knows that my banda has made an effort to gain the sincere quality and to gain the closeness with me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every small action of that person, Allah Ta'ala doesn't just keep it in store, Allah Ta'ala increases it all the time. And Allah gives him a great reward. Then such a person, Allahu Akbar, from the depth of his heart, when he thinks of his life and his past, and he takes that deep sigh of regret, ah, how did I spend my youth? As Allahu Akbar, Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam has informed us that we won't able to move our feet, that Allah Ta'ala is going to question us, I gave you your life, what you did with it? And from that life, the most important part of our life, the prime and the cream of our life, our youth, Allah Ta'ala is going to question us. And shaitan makes the greatest effort on that part of our life, where myself, we ponder and think now, that how shaitan got us involved in such environment, school environment, in mixed environment, and that prime time of our youth, how it got destroyed. When a person from these Mubarak gatherings starts realizing and takes a deep sigh of regret, ah, that, oh Allah, how did I waste my life? How did I waste my youth? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala is so merciful and so kind that Allah Ta'ala won't let that sigh go to waste. Allah Ta'ala, and that is that deep sigh, which is a sigh of regret, of tawbah. A tawbah, a nadama to a tawbah. That a person has that firm regret and feels bad about himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates this. And this is the kindness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah knows we are weak. And Allah knows that how we will destroy our life. So Allah kept that big door of tawbah open. And this is the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person sits in the company of the true pious servant, the mukhlisin, then it touches a person's heart, and a person takes that sigh of regret. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives such a person, and Allah ta'ala doesn't only forgive it, Allah has great regard for that deep sigh, that Allah will change your path into good. Allahu Akbar. Agarche maaf kar dete hai wo apni mahabbat se, magar main kya karu mere pashimani nahi jati. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they say, although we know Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of His extreme kindness, we have got great hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely forgive us. But what can I do? I keep on thinking of my evil past and this regret, and that what a disgraceful life I have led. This doesn't go all the time. And as Hazrat explains, Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if a person commits a sin in his life, then all the time that regret will come to a person all the time. Although a person shouldn't think of that past, and a person should make sincere tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgives. But a person as a person progresses to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this helps a person to save him from pride. That a person doesn't think, I am a very great sheikh. That thought will keep on coming, that what is your past? You know what you are. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is so kind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers that person's past. And now Allah Ta'ala shows the good. And Allah Ta'ala shows that people don't even realize that what a man he was, and now what great position Allah gives him. Allah Hazrat further explained that buto ki bewafai ka kya hai tajruba tune, magar e nafs phir bhi teri nadani nahi jati. That, O evil self, O your own passions and desires, you have went through all this disloyalty of all these idols of this world, whether particularly this illicit love affairs of woman, etc., and other things of this world also, all these idols, you saw the disloyalty about it, you went experience through it, but still your ignorance and your immaturity doesn't go, O nafs, O evil self. That is, if a person doesn't make an effort to make islah of himself, then continuously he will fall in the same hole all the time. That he will see that, like Hazrat explained so beautifully, that a person, how shaitan fools you. A person was walking behind a woman, and now he's trying to attract her and get her attention. So from behind he's telling her, you are so beautiful, you like this, you like that. And she knows that this wolf is behind me. He wants to take my izzat. So she's walking faster and faster. When she comes close to the step of the door of a house, then looking towards the house, not even looking to him, she's telling him that you praising me like this, but you know what, behind me, that is behind you, my sister is coming. She is much more beautiful than me. Immediately he turns around to look there. When he turns around, Hazrat explains so beautifully, she takes out the high heel shoes and give him one shot on the head. Say, oh disloyal fool, just now you are praising me. I was the best in the world, now where are you turning to? So Hazrat is explaining that all these idols are so disloyal, but yet we fall in the trap again. Yet we fall into going after another idol, and especially today with the digital world, which is the world of Dajjal, of deception, and the world of passion and desire, that a person gets involved in chatting. And you are so foolish, you're sending a chat message, you don't even know who's replying to that message. You think you are sending a chat message to a woman and some man is replying, and you get caught up in the trap. So how disloyal is this? But still our ignorance don't go, we are still like immature. And Hazrat says, how immature we are. Tera bachpan, tere bachpan, ye bachpan mein mujhe hairat hai ae nadan. Barhapa mein bhi tere khoye tiflani nahi jati. As Hazrat explains all the time so beautifully, ke tum bachpan ho gayi, abhi bachpana nahi gayi. That you 55, 60, and you still like a small child, you still like a small boy, and involved in all small games, etc. In other words, children get involved in useless, idle things. But we see today elderly people like myself, Allah Ta'ala save us, if we don't come to these gatherings to make our islah, and myself, if we're not sincere in making our islah, just attending is not sufficient. We have to be sincere, we have to be begging Allah, crying over our past, then Allah Ta'ala will change our condition. Otherwise, Hazrat says, I'm astonished that you are at the age of 55, 60, your one leg is virtually in the cupboard already, and still you like a small child, that this evil habits of your childhood days are still the same, your school days, evil habits, you are still busy in that. Like Hazrat explains, today you see people putting big, big screens in their homes. You ask them, why you got this big evil screen? No, Mali Sahab, the children who like to watch the sport. It's not the children, you want to watch the sport. So you're blaming the children. And as Hazrat explained, if we don't make our islah, and we don't beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, then as you get older, that evil of that guna gets stronger in the heart. And you might become cold like a deep freeze, but you won't able to stop your badnasri. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. As Hazrat explains, our Dada Shaykh says, we saw an old man sitting in a bus right in front, and a newly wed couple just came and sat opposite him, and he's staring at that woman. And not only with his eyes open, his mouth also wide open. So much so that the conductor is telling him, Chacha, tikat lelo, Chacha is in a different world. So Allah Ta'ala save us, that when a person doesn't make tawbah istighfar, as soon as possible, then this evil habit takes more, stronger root, and it settles in the heart of a person. And Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Hazrat our Dada Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, then a time comes in a person's life that to utter the words of Tawbah also becomes difficult. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So Hazrat says that this evilness of your childhood, don't let it remain within you. That I'm astonished, you be an old man and you still got that evil qualities. And Hazrat says, if you make your Islam and you get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then see what honor Allah ta'ala will give you. That ajab durwesh hai teri ke gudri posh hokar bhi wafayde noor e nizbat shai sultani nahi chaati. That it is so astonishing that now you have become a pearl in the heart, that Allah has made your heart a pearl full of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have become a great buzrug, but in simple clothes. You got ordinary simple clothes, it's cold weather, you got a simple chador on. You look like an ordinary person, but because of the special phase and the nur of nisbat, this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you have gained from the Ahlullah, your splendor of sultaniyat, you like the king. Although you like an ordinary person, dressed in ordinary clothes, but what Allah Ta'ala gives you such splendor that you look like a king, and everybody respects you like a king. And that is why we find the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that rightly so, in front of their names we put Shah, that these are the real kings of the world. That these are the people that are not, even if you call them kings, or you can call them anything, it doesn't matter to them. But because they have got this noor of nisbat, the special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gives them that high position, that now they realize that the outward things doesn't make you. Your clothes doesn't make you a king. The car doesn't make you a king. It's what's in your heart, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that makes you that king. So this is what we have come here to learn and to get from the hearts of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that noor of nisbat, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Hazrat is explaining, when that noor of nisbat comes in the heart, then ikhlas starts coming in the heart. Then a person realizes that whether the world sees me or doesn't see me, alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah is what you, Allah is watching you. And if Allah is happy with me, then my life is made. And the whole world can be praising me, and Allah is not happy with me, I am destroyed. So we shouldn't be living in a dream world. This is what Allah Ta'ala has brought us here, to get this reality. That Hazrat says, Allahu Akbar, when you got this reality of this noor of nisbat, as this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then such a condition a person has in his heart, that muhabbat mein kabhi aise bhi din aate hai e akhtar, ke rone par bhi gham ki ashbarani nahi jati. That Hazrat addressing himself and shows what a high position of love Hazrat has attained. And our friends and our sheikh, etc., what high position they have achieved. That Hazrat says, in the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some days come, some moments come in a person's life also, that you cry and you beg for Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and Allah's closeness, but that pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them, their ibadat, they regard as Allah Akbar, weakness in that. And they're making tawbah on that. Myself, on our sins, we don't realize. That I don't realize that I have to be crying over my sins. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on their ibadat, Hazrat says that although they are crying, but yet that pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tears are just rolling all the time. The tears are not stopping. And that tears, Allahu Akbar, has got great regard in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Hazrat has taught us, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Rahmatullah has taught, that tears are so beloved to Allah, that when it rolls down your face, your cheeks, then rub it on your cheeks. Because that tears, the fire of Jahannam cannot touch. So that is how valuable, that when the love of Allah ta'ala comes, then we see they have attained such high position, but still that grief comes in that heart, that oh Allah, we still haven't attained that closeness, that high position with you. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that we work towards the great position of becoming the true pious servant and sincere servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
حضرت والا کا کلام گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو. She want Allah, first become the عاشق of Allah wala. That is the way to become, you can get Allah. عشق کا اے دوست تو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. عشق کا اے دوست تو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو. متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو. اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو. نور تقوی سے سراپا. نور تقوی سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو. نور تقوی سے سراپا سراپا. نور تقوی سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو. عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملا. عاشق کامل کی ہے یہ بس علامت کاملا. جاں فدا کرنے کو ہر دم. جاں فدا کرنے کو ہر دم سر بکف تیار ہو. جاں فدا کرنے کو ہر دم سر بکف تیار ہو. متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو. عشق سنت کی علامت. عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو آیا. عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو آیا. خواہ وہ رفتار ہو. خواہ وہ رفتار ہو گفتار ہو کردار ہو. خواہ وہ رفتار ہو گفتار ہو کردار ہو. صحبت مرشد سے نسبت. صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر. صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر. اجتناب معصیت ہو. اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کی تکرار ہو. اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کی تکرار ہو. ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی. ہے یہی مرضی خدا خدا کی ہم مٹا دیں نفس کو. ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹا دیں نفس کو. گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو. گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو. اس کی صحبت سے نہیں کچھ فائدہ ہوگا کبھی. اس کی صحبت سے نہیں کچھ فائدہ ہوگا کبھی. کون بے عمل کوئی محبت. بے عمل کوئی محبت کا علم بردار ہو. بے عمل کوئی محبت کا علم بردار ہو. جب کسی بندے پہ ہوتا ہے خدا کا فضل خاص.
جب کسی بندے پہ ہوتا ہے خدا کا فضل خاص, دم میں وہ ذنور ہو, دم میں وہ ذنور ہوگا گرچہ وہ ذنار ہو, دم میں وہ ذنور ہوگا گرچہ وہ ذنار ہو. عمر بھر کا تجربہ, عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کا ہے یہ دوستوں, عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کا ہے یہ دوستوں. گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے, گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو, گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو. متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو, اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو. نور تقویٰ سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو, عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو, گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو.
جزاک اللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللهم صل علی سیدنا مولانا محمد و بارک وسلم. کر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Bible says that ذرک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری, ذرک تو میرا تو سب میرا, فلک میرا زمین میری. If Allah ta'ala isn't ours, then nothing is ours. We don't have anything. We are fakir and paupers. But if we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have everything. The falak is ours, the zameen is ours, the sky is ours. Everything will fall into a person's place. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they had such nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even if they were animals like lions in the road, then they would take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of the connection that they had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and even those animals would become tabidar and would follow their commandment. So if we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then stay in the company of those that have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that have burned the heart and the desires for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عشق دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو, متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو. That, oh my beloved friends, the معیار of love is the person who follows the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he stays away, he abstains from bidat se bezar, he is independent, he stays far away from bidat, he doesn't even go close to that bidat. So a person who follows the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he'll get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the true mayyad, this is the level, and this is the only way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and abstaining from all those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us to stay away from that. That the person has to keep himself aloof from bid'ah, and a person has to follow the sunnah. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. That, oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell to the people that if you want Allah, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ اللَّهُ فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow my sunnah. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, the natija, and this is the greatest reward for following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you, will forgive your sins.
اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو، نور تقوا سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو. The person who follows the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then his heart will be, it will become like a garden. It will be bright and it will be beautiful. His life will become beautiful, because the sunnah is that which liberates us. Sunnah is ahsan. Sunnah is the most beautiful. Sunnah is akmal. Sunnah is the most complete system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sunnah is ajmal. It is the most beautiful. And sunnah is afdal. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of all actions. That if a person follows it, even if the kuffar follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they will be successful in this dunya. So imagine the mu'min who follows the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him complete success in this dunya, complete success in the qabr as well as in the akhirah. Nur taqwa se sarapa hamile anwaruhu. Then the person who adopts taqwa, he adopts parhezgari, ijtinab, he saves himself from evils, and he's aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, then this person from head to toe, this person will be the carrier and the bearer of the nur of Nabuwwah. That so much so that the nur will come in his heart, and his heart will overflow with the love of the sunnah and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will come on his face, it will come on his head to toe. When people will look at him, ulama mentioned to us in the dars also that some people, because of the nur of the heart that is giving out the rays of nur of the sunnah, people's hearts perceive it, and because of this many people become Muslims, because of the nur that is in the heart of the Allah wala, because of the nur of the sunnah and the taqwa in his heart, that when he gazes on the people, then the people's hearts change, people's lives change. Aashiq kamil ki bas hai ye alamat kamila, jaan fida karne ko har dam sar waqf pe taiyar ho. That a person who an ashik kamil, this is his alamat kamila, that jaan fida karne ko har dam sar kaf taiyar ho. It is in his hands. That a person who the alamat, the sign of an ashik kamil, is that he's ready to give his head in his hands, to instead of going away from the sunnah, and instead of going away from the deen of Allah or breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he rather cut off his head and give his life. We look at the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was in the court of the king, and they had already killed one of his satis. And the king told the people that if you at this moment you will put him and tie him up and shoot arrows towards him, but don't kill him, just scare him, shoot arrows, let it just miss him and see what he does. So Uzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what he did was he started crying. So the king thought that now he's ready to surrender, give up his deen and adopt the deen of the king. So when he started crying, the king said, "What has happened to you now?" He says, "No, the only reason I'm crying is that if I had the amount of lives according to the amount of hairs on my head, on my entire body, I would be ready to give all of those lives for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So this is the love of that ashik, that every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every aspect of deen, he's ready to give his life for it. Ishq sunnat ki alamat har nafas se ho aya, ha wo raftar ho, guftar ho, kirdar ho. That the love of sunnah, the alamat, is on every breath that the person takes. In every breath of his, he's thinking, how will I bring the sunnah of alive, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive. Each and every time, every moment, our beloved Ustad Mufti Patel sahab Damat Barakatuh mentions, he says that the difference between us and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before every amal, they thought to themselves, how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do it? And how can I follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So that that consider that consciousness of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam before every action. That is what has to come into us, and every breath of ours has to be according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if it be in your raftar or guftar or kirdar. Raftar, your movement, the way you deal with people, and how a person goes about his day-to-day life. Sirat and sarirat, that each and every single part of my life, my morning, my night, my day, my actions with my family, my actions with my friends, each and every person, each and every moment of my life has to be according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the true love of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Suhbate murshid se nisbat to ata ho gi magar ijtinab-e maasiyat ho zikr ki takrar ho. That through the suhbat of the murshid, this iman will become taza, the iman in the strength of your heart will become, the strength of your iman will build up. And because of this nisbat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come when we sit in the company of those who have this nisbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama give the example, it's like coal. So a lit coal will light other coals. So like that, these are the lit coals, their hearts are burning with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we sit in their company, this will come. But a shirt and a condition of this, if you really want it and you want to get tarakki, then it's ijtinab-e ma'asiyat. A person must stay away from gunas. A person must try his best to stay away from evils. 1% inspiration, and the rest is your effort. So like that, we have to, myself first and foremost, we have to stay away from evil, and we have to make the lot of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will take the name of Allah, take the name of his beloved, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up his heart. Allah maftah aqfal qulubina bi zikrik. That we ask Allah, oh Allah, ask Allah, oh Allah, open up my heart through your zikr. And then when a person remembers somebody, he talks of somebody, he thinks of that person, then that love of that person comes into his heart, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into our heart, and the strength of abstention from those things which takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into a person's heart. Ishq-e kamil ki alamat ye suna karta hu main aashna آشنائے یار ہو بیگانہ اغیار ہو. So the alamat of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a person keeps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his friend. The greatest friend that he has is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is aloof of other people, all other friends, all the ghair of Allah, the ghairullah, he is aloof of them. He just wants to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's waiting his morning, his night, his day. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen la sharika lahu wa bithalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that my inna salati, my salah, wa nusuki, my qurbani, my actions, all my actions are only for Allah. Wa mahyaya, my life is for Allah. Wa mamati, my death is for Allah. Lillahi rabbil alameen, only for one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what a person will get when he makes, in the morning, he thinks. One great alim is written so beautifully, he says that if you want this ikhlas for the rest of the day, then make read this ayat and make this intention in the beginning of your day, then inshallah Allah ta'ala will, through the barakat of this intention, that my life, all my ibadat is for Allah, all my loving is for Allah, my dying is for Allah, then this will come into a person's heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless this person with that ikhlas, and Allah will make him his friend. ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹا دے نفس کو گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو. That for it's the mercy of Allah and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will wipe out this nafs. A person, many times we are saying, I am doing this, I am doing this, I am doing this, I am doing this khidmat, this is happening because of me, I am teaching the children in the madrasa, myself. So we have to mitadi our nafs, that wipe out your nafs, that even don't even think of ourselves that we are something, but rather seeing that Allah is doing. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, our ulama mentions very, very beautifully that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went for Fatih Makkah, then when the Fatih Makkah, the conquest of Makkah took place, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba would say, Fatah Allah, when Allah conquered Makkah Mukarrama, Sahaba would say that Allah did this. Comes in some hadith that when a banda says that I did this, then Allah Ta'ala says, no, you didn't do it, I did it. But when a person says that Allah did it, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows his appreciation and says, my banda, you did it, the action came from you. So a person will be for the pleasure of Allah, he will wipe out his nafs and he will hold firm onto Allah Subhanahu wa Taala's command, even if the kings say that you have to leave it. And we look at it in Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala in their lives, that the Sahabi was sitting on the Dasturkhan, Shahi Dasturkhan, and a Luqma fell, and they told him that why are you picking up this Luqma from the Dasturkhan? Said, أَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ لِهَاُولَيِ الْحُمَقَى. Well, I leave the Sunnah of my beloved for these fools. So when a person realizes that the deen is everything, when Allah Ta'ala puts it in our heart that the deen is everything and we don't have to look at anywhere else, we don't have to go anywhere else, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will put that love in our heart, and Allah will make us of those who will look at the sunnah with respect. Iski sohbat se nahi kuch faida hoga kabhi, be amal koi mohabbat ka alambar dar ho. Alambar. So the people who, they may be kings, but they don't have the deen of Allah. A person may be a bare amal person. So if we remain in their sohbat, then we will become like them. If we remain in the sohbat of the Allah walas, we will become like the Allah walas. And there will be no benefit and no goodness in staying in people's faida who are bare amal. So we should make attribute ourselves and make our rishta with those who have the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their life, and we should carry their flags. We should not carry the flags of those who do not make amal on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. جب کسی بندہ پہ ہوتا ہے خدا کا فضل خاص, دم میں وہ ذن نور ہوگا گرچہ وہ ذن نار ہو. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala خاص فضل comes, and we learn from ayat of the Quran, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it's not for Allah ta'ala's fazl, if it's not for Allah's grace and Allah's mercy wa rahmatuhu, then none of you will ever get tazkiyah, none of you will become pure. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's khas fazl comes, that's why ulama mentioned to us over and over again, ask Allah for His mercy, ask Allah for His grace, ask Allah for His fazl, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do the rest. Gain our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and each and every single aspect of deen will come, will fall into its place. Then even a person will become dun nur, he will become a person who is filled with light, even though he is a zunnar, even though he should understand himself that I am such a great sinner and I am destined actually for Jahannam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change his halat. Even if he is the greatest sinner, then Allah ta'ala can change. Like at the end of the majalis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have changed your evil deeds into good deeds. So like that, Allah ta'ala will change a person's halat, just like that, when Allah's fazl comes on. If Allah ta'ala does not make fazl on any of us, then a person will remain in ma'asiyat, he will remain in so much of evil. عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کا ہے یہ دوستو, گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو. حضرت حسین, this is my experience, my entire life I spent, I've reached this age and I've been through this experience. He says, سَلِي الْمُجَرَّبُ وَلَا تَسَلِي الْحَكِيمُ, that ask of the person who's got experience and then you will find the success. So like that, گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو, that if you want the love of Allah, If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you want your entire life to revolve around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then sit in the company of the Allah wala. Sit in the company of those who got Allah. Those, you know, they say, learn the trick of the trade. So if we want the trick of the trade of life, then we have to sit in the company of those who learned it, those who passed it. Our ulama have explained it so, so beautifully that it's like a person climbing down he's got a leader showing him the route through on the mountain pass, and he's climbing upwards and it's very easy, and coming down now he needs to be shown a road down, but going up he realizes how difficult this road is and how tricky it is and how dangerous it is, and coming down time the person brought him in such a way that he didn't even feel any difficulty. So like that, these are our Allah wala, these are the people who learned the trick of the trade, these are the people who gave their lives and sometimes made mistakes and learned from their mistakes, and like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken them to lofty stages, so they will show us, they are our rehbar. So if you want Allah's love, gain the love the person. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka habbal ashiya'i indana, Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbaka wa hubba rasulika wa hubba man yuhibbuk. The du'as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, that ask Allah, oh Allah, those who love you or those who you love, let us love them also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those. Allah ta'ala grant us mazid tawfiq to sit and to make amal, and Allah ta'ala be pleased with each and every one of us, forgive each and all of our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.